As promised, we are joined right now by an NBC hockey analyst. He was a scout and an assistant coach with the Penguins and part of the organization's back-to-back Stanley Cups. Also spent time with the Whalers and Senators organizations. A Sports Emmy Award winner, and it goes without saying, a good friend of this program. He is Pierre McGuire. Pierre, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Jim. Really nice to visit with you.
You too, as always, Pierre. So Tampa Bay beat the Islanders last night 8-0. Why don't we start right there? What did Tampa Bay show you with that performance last night?
The big boys came to play. Steven Stamkos, Kucherov, Braden Point, Andrei Vasilevsky when needed, on defense, Victor Hedman and Ryan McDonough. The big boys came to play for Tampa, and the Islanders had no answer for it. The Islanders turned the puck over way too much. Their in-zone coverage wasn't good enough. And quite frankly, Jim, their goaltending wasn't good enough. But I will tell you this. I expect the Islanders to bounce back. I don't know how easy it's going to be for Tampa to win Game 6. I did all of the Islanders series with Pittsburgh, and I did all of their series with Boston. And I can tell you, this is a nasty team. It's a hard-working team. It's a proud team. It's extremely well-coached. And I think Tampa's going to have a tough time closing it out in 6 games.
We're talking to Pierre McGuire. You know, you just answered it in part, Pierre, but I was going to say, when you pull your goaltender in the first period after allowing 3 goals, and then the replacement gives up 5 goals, is that just a bad night all the way around, or is there a cause for concern?
No, I wouldn't be that concerned. I've seen this happen with the Islanders before. It happened in the Penguins series. It happened in the Boston series, and they'll have a bounce back. Both those goaltenders have short memories, and Varlamov's not going to take that personally. The start, I would be shocked if he didn't start Game 6. He'll go in there, he'll play guilty, and he'll put on a good performance. I don't think he'll throw another stinker out there. But the truth is, he needs help, too. The team's got to play better in front of him. The team wasn't particularly good last night, and that's not to take anything away from Tampa, Jim. Tampa's star players, again, came to play, and they put on a display last night. They were very, very good.
They were huge. Pierre McGuire joining us. Now, Pierre, you were also on the call for Game 4 of the Vegas-Montreal series. What was your reaction when Peter DeBoer made the move to start Robin Leonard instead of Marc-Andre Fleury in goal?
I was surprised, but again, I understand Peter. He really knows his players probably as well or better than any head coach in the National Hockey League. So he knew where Marc-Andre Fleury was mentally. He also knew where Robin Leonard was mentally. The last time Leonard played was Game 1 of the Colorado series in the second round, and he got shelled 7-1. So you know he's going to want to go in and prove all the doubters wrong, and he did that in that Game 4 performance you're alluding to, Jim. I thought through the first 40 minutes, it's not for Robin Leonard, you know, Vegas gets buried in that game. And then he comes up with the timely save against Cole Caulfield on a breakaway. And I said it on the broadcast, remember that save that Vegas comes back to win. And that was the turning point of the game. That save was just spectacular, and it made a huge amount of emotional difference on the Vegas Golden Knights bench.
We're talking to Pierre McGuire. Yeah, so, Pierre, what about Leonard saying that he sat for 2 hours and he watched people trash him on Twitter before the game in order to get motivated and hyped? How do you like that approach and then the way he showed up in Game 4 after doing so?
You know, Jim, I've been in this league for 33 years. Goaltenders are different people. They really
right?
are. So you can't think that they're going to look at it like a cerebral quarterback would, or a starting pitcher would, or an elite boxer would. Goalies are just different people. They really are, and everybody's got their own way of getting motivated. So if that works for him, good for him. I don't think it would work for everybody, Jim, but clearly it works for Robin. And, you know, Robin's done a lot of things in his life, some good, some not so good, but I'll tell you one thing, he straightened his life out. He went and got help. He's had a lot of counseling, and it's worked out extremely well for Robin, signing a long-term deal with the Vegas Golden Knights. And that performance was spectacular. It speaks to his competitive fire and his determination to help the team.
Talking to Pierre McGuire. So, Pierre, what about Montreal? How impressed have you been with how Montreal has shown up in this series, especially when their head coach is in COVID protocol?
Phenomenal. But the man that's replaced the head coach, Dominic Ducharme, has 21 years of playing experience in the NHL, Luke Richardson. He also was a head coach in the American Hockey League, the top developmental league for the National Hockey League for 4 years, and he won a championship in Binghamton, New York with the Binghamton Senators. So he's not a neophyte on the bench. He knows what he's doing. I think the biggest thing with the Canadiens, though, what's happened in this entire playoff, they've been given roles. Every player's been given a role, and each one of those guys has accepted their role, Jim, and they've played it to the T. If you're a guy that has to score, you go out and score. If you're a guy that has to win faceoffs like Philip Deneau, you win faceoffs at the clip of almost 60% per game, Jim. That's unbelievable. in the playoffs. If you're a shutdown defenseman like Shea Weber or Ben Chiarot, you shut down the opposition. Don't worry about offense. So every guy's accepted their role, Jim, for Montreal, and it's worked fantastically well for them.
So, Pierre, to that last point, though, how do you explain Montreal's ability to limit the impact of the Golden Knights' big stars and especially not letting them get to the net?
Well, that's because they got some jumbos on the back end, to coin a phrase from the great Bill Parcells. You know, you got to have some jumbos in order to win at the offense or on the offensive line and on the defensive line of football. It's the same thing in hockey. You got some jumbos on the back end that deny you access to the front of the net. It makes it a hard game to play. 2 years ago, St. Louis did that, and they did it fantastically well. Last year, Tampa Bay, if you look at Victor Hedman and you look at Luke Shen and you look at Zach Bogosian and you look at Eric Chernak, you look at the big boys they had on the back end with Tampa, it's the same kind of thing. And with Montreal, with Shea Weber, with Joel Edmondson, with Jeff Petrie, with Ben Chiarot, you got four jumbos back there that make it hard. I think one of the things, though, Jim, that's really hurt Vegas, especially their star power, not having Chandler Stephenson after game one. He's a really fast player. He opens up a lot of ice for Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone, his two line mates. And because he's not playing there, I think it's caused some turbulence for the star players for Vegas.
We're talking to Pierre McGuire. So having said all of that, Pierre, what are you expecting to see in game five tonight?
This building is wild. I'm about to, when I'm done with you, Jim, I'm heading over to the building pretty early. I've got a lot of work to do over there, but it's just, it's an amazing atmosphere. For those that haven't made the pilgrimage to Vegas to watch a hockey game, do yourself a favor. Come. It is a spectacular event. Their in-game production is as good or better than anybody in all of professional sport. It's phenomenal what they do here. I can't say enough good things about the program here, and I think it'll be hard for Montreal to win tonight, especially if they don't score first, Jim. If Montreal scores first, they have a chance to take the crowd out of it. That'll help them. But if Vegas scores first, they'll be feeling some mojo because they'll have some momentum coming out of game number four.
We're talking to Pierre McGuire. Pierre, I was going to ask you, like, from, and you laid it out, from a spectator standpoint, the energy and the vibe in the building is absolutely incredible. But from a road team standpoint, how challenging is it to endure in that environment and to come out of there and get a win?
It's darn hard. Montreal did it in game two, and the reason why they did it in game two, they established their forecheck early. They went right after the Vegas defense. They forced turnovers. They eventually capitalized and scored the first goal. They got comfortable in the game. They were able to maintain their game plan for longer periods of time because they did have the lead, so they could kind of take the crowd out of it. Their neutral zone game is so good, Jim. When they're playing with the lead, they can frustrate you, and that's what they did in game two when they won game two, and it's something to pay attention to as we go in to game five tonight. If Canadians get that first goal, that makes it a bigger mountain for Vegas to have to climb. So it's really important for Vegas to have a good start. Now, more times than not, they have really good starts in this building, but we'll see tonight. But I would expect that Vegas is going to be tough to handle tonight here.
Pierre, one last stop before I let you go. Game three, Corey Perry of Montreal got hit with a high stick, and there was not a penalty called. Like, from an officiating standpoint, how would you describe the way the games have been officiated in the postseason?
Every game's been different. That was not well done. That game was not well done by the officials. I'm a big fan of the referees in the National Hockey League. I know their level of professionalism. They don't want to make mistakes. They made an egregious error on a non-call there. Jonathan Marchessault should have definitely got a penalty and probably a major penalty, if not at least a double minor. That was a blown call. It should have been called. But I think by and large, Jim, last year I know I shared it with you. I was in the bubble in Edmonton for 9.5 weeks with the officials. We stayed at the same hotel. We ate in the same restaurants. We worked out in the same gyms. And I'll tell you what, Jim, these guys, their level of commitment is phenomenal. Has the refereeing been letter perfect? No, it hasn't. But I can tell you, it's not out of a lack of effort. These guys try their derrieres off. The problem is that the games become so darn fast. The players are so darn big. And it just, I think they got to change the refereeing system, Jim. I really do. I think they need to have one referee on the ice. And I think you have the one referee up in the press box with instantaneous communication from the referee upstairs to the referee on the ice. I think it would make it a lot easier, and it would slow the game down for the referee upstairs, and it would not allow the referee on the ice to be intimidated because he knows he's got an eye in the sky that can help him.
I think that makes sense. Really quickly, Pierre, should the game be officiated differently in the playoffs than it is during the regular season?
Probably not, in my opinion, and I'm a traditionalist. I think that if it's a penalty in the first game of the regular season, it should be a penalty in the game seven of a Stanley Cup final. I mean, you should create a standard where the players know exactly what a penalty is or isn't. And I know one thing. We don't want hitting out of the game, but we don't want cross-checking to the head. So that should be a penalty. We want smooth, fluid offense through the neutral zone, but we don't want tripping. So that should be a penalty. We don't want obstruction on the forecheck, but we want to protect their defensemen. So we've got to come up with a way so that defensemen aren't getting run over from behind. So there's got to be a way to impede the progress just a little bit without slowing the game down. And I think these are just minor tweaks to the rules. I know a lot of the coaches are aware of, Jim, and I still think our game is just awesome. I really do, and the playoffs have been spectacular this year. Have we had perfect officiating? No, we have not.
No, but the game is awesome, and there's no better postseason than the NHL postseason. He is an NBC hockey analyst. That's exactly how you do it. He is a scout and an assistant coach from back in the day with the Penguins and part of the organization's back-to-back Stanley Cups, a Sports Emmy Award winner, and on his way into the building right now. Pierre, thank you so much. I appreciate you, the friendship, and all the great content. Have a great night.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Take care of yourself, Jim. Keep loving the playoffs, everybody. And Jim Rome, thanks for being an awesome voice for hockey. Thank you.
My man, Pierre, you too. Pierre McGuire. Man, Pierre loves it. He's got a great passion for it. Drops amazing insight and knowledge every time he comes on.